What it is, what it do. Welcome to Stick Boy, One Fall, Fresh Take. Very special What We Talk podcast. Very special podcast here, as it's a very somber day here for the One Fall podcast, as we entered Monday Night Raw tonight. And I'll be honest, Joel and I both didn't watch this live, but throughout the weekend, Dave Meltzer had reported that Roman Reigns was absent from this week's house shows. Braun Strowman had taken his place, and thought that was a little interesting. Didn't think too much of it, but was just like, oh, that's bizarre. Why is Roman not at the house shows? He is advertised, but, you know, there's always the thin card subject to change. And then today, at the beginning of Raw, Roman came out to reveal that he had leukemia, and that he has been battling it, and that it is back again, and he had to relinquish his title, and we are all in a lot of shock over this entire thing, Joel.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it happens, and you hear it happening, you don't fully believe that's what's happening. Like, we've been hard on Roman on this podcast, and just as wrestling fans, and this is just kind of that surreal moment where you're like, well, I kind of like ragging on Roman, and I kind of enjoy kind of booing him. That's fun and that's enjoyable, and that it, all the energy got sucked from that with one promo.
Yeah,
and it changes everything. Like, this is a massive game changer for wrestling in general.
I thought Corey Graves said it best. He said, we lost our star quarterback.
Oh yeah, no, and whether you love him or hate him, this is a big blow to WWE. I have a feeling where things are kind of headed right now, but as we sit here, this is, I don't even fully know how to talk about this quite yet.
No, I had talked to you about it, and there's only a few times I've gotten a little emotional, or overall emotional even, with professional wrestling. Daniel Bryan's retirement was definitely one of them. Edge's, Ric Flair's as well, but those were all guys that I really enjoyed, and like you said, we had been hard on Roman in the past. Make no mistake, well, Joel and I, the thing that we specifically didn't like Roman is how much he was pushed down our throats. I think you and I both thought Roman was a quality wrestler. We have never ragged on Roman in the ring. We thought he was completely, if not serviceable, very good in the ring. Promos obviously needed work. Tonight was one of the greatest promos of his career, obviously, and it'll be go down in history. You'll see that in Raw packages forever.
I don't think that was a promo. I don't think that you
could. No, I know. But I'm just saying, as far as speeches or whatever you want to call it, right? You'll see that in video packages forever. But Roman was good in the ring, but it was enjoyable. You and I have gone to live events. We've gone to pay-per-views. We've seen him wrestle, and it was fun to boo him because, you know, for us, it was like, oh, this isn't the guy I want to see on top, so I get to boo him. And that's our right as being fans in the WWE universe, right? We get to go, and we get to voice our displeasure with him. And I want to kind of get into the reactions of everything. For me, I was the one that unfortunately had to give the news to Joel. But I had worked a long day at work, and I had just woken up, and I just went to check Twitter really quick. And I just dropped my phone in devastation. And watching that segment was really bizarre because it was like I knew the future, and I knew that everything was about to change. So watching him come out and get the boos and him take this deep breath, it was like he knew that type of heat that he had was about to be gone forever.
Yeah, going back and watching it and just hearing the news, it's like there were rumors of him being hurt, like you had said. And we had talked and we kind of speculated, oh, I wonder what it is. And everyone was like, oh, Roman's not hurt at all. He'll be here tonight, and everything was fine. And I was like, oh, okay. And then there was another rumor saying, no, Roman is hurt, and Roman could miss a little bit of time. And we all thought it was just something small and minor. Now I think most people wish it was something small and minor.
Yeah, for sure.
Not to the severity it is.
And I have Oh, go ahead, dude. Sorry.
It sucks the air out of the room. It sucks the air out of the room when you hear it. When you hear the words, Roman Reigns has leukemia and has to... Every little gripe or complaint you have about wrestling kind of goes away. Like, it doesn't matter anymore, because this is a real person. This is a person that has a young daughter, has a wife, and now he's arguably in the biggest fight of his life. And I don't have enough information on leukemia to say what type of fight this is for Roman.
I've actually talked to a doctor tonight about it. Survival rate isn't great, to be honest, especially for someone that's getting it again. Having fought out already, though, like, he may... a lot of it depends. It's a very complicated cancer in the way that there's so many different factors to it. It depends on the age. It depends on how fit someone is. So he obviously is still rather young, and he's rather fit. Sometimes that doesn't even matter, but that will help. The fact that he is fought this once, now he has it again, doesn't help. And that's the crazy thing. You just hear cancer, you're just like, oh, that's so terrible, but he's going to fight it or whatever. There is a very somber reality that Joe and Awani could die. That could happen. And that's a reality that, unfortunately, a lot of us as wrestling fans had to really take in today. Is that a real possibility?
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to beat the drum of this is the end.
No, because but it's something that you have to talk about.
It's a reality that this could happen.
I hope that he doesn't. I hope he's fought it once. He can fight it again. And we're going to be strong with Roman that he can do this. He's a Samoan, and we know how tough those assholes are. They will battle to the end of earth to fight everything. We see how tough they are. Uso life is a tough one, and they're gonna kick ass. But you have to talk about that sombering reality.
And it very much is that sombering reality of this could not go well, but... You got to venture with it. You got to take it day by day. And just the initial reaction is like, okay, he knows this. This is why he's stepping away. And he's probably going to get some of the best care in the world. I certainly hope WWE helps with this. I hope that they don't leave every little cost on Roman, because as you've heard and learned, in the United States, the healthcare system can financially cripple people. And I don't think Roman's financially poorly off.
No, it comes back to that independent contractor thing we were talking about last episode with Mo.
Yeah, so I certainly hope that that he gets every chance to fight it and every chance to come back and get maybe one of the biggest reaction in the history of professional wrestling. That's my hope, and that is my hope that we will get to see that. I think the days of Roman getting booed out of the building are dead.
Yeah. Gone. He's going to be, from I've seen different talking to the doctor that I talked to, that's a family member. There's different levels of how long he can be out. He could be out for 6 months. He could be out for 12 months. He could be out for 14 months. There is no real time, like, for sure timetable. It's just you, and I don't think it's just we'll talk about the bigger wrestling picture, but to be like, oh, maybe he can make Mania, that's a silly conversation to have. There's a bigger thing to worry about. There's a wife and a daughter to worry about right now. So worrying if he's going to make WrestleMania or Royal Rumbles, it's silly right now. That's not important. But the important thing is that he is Joe Anawani, is able to be kicking and providing and be there as a husband and as a father and as a son and a cousin and all that.
Yeah, no, there's far more important things than when he'll come back. He will. I'd like to believe and put it out there.
I believe that. And yeah. I mean, sounds cliche now saying that, but I'm sure believe that will be a definite word of motivation, I think, as far as it's used for Joe Ioane going forward, as he fights this battle. And yeah, it's tough, man. It's these people come into your life on Mondays and Tuesdays and Sundays, and they really take over. And it's someone that Joel and I have had late nights complaining about, why is Roman here? And man, I wish Roman wasn't champion. But then you have the events of today. It's like, oh man, I wish there's times I just didn't want him to be the champion or be on top so many times, but obviously not like this. No. Because there's always a thing we said, like, he still like seems like a good guy, and he's a fine wrestler. It's that divide between reality and in the ring. And when the reality hit, you still realize the love you have for someone like him.
Yeah, and I mean, you saw the outpouring from everyone in the locker room, and you saw how Seth looked on the top of that Seth stage. Rough.
Getting the love from Brett, who's a cancer survivor, I'm sure is huge for him.
Yeah, there's a lot. You're getting a lot of people. I don't know if you saw it, but there was a video on WWE.com of Roman walking backstage, and you saw Hunter hug him. You saw Paul Heyman hug him. You saw Braun hug him. You saw a bunch of the women's wrestlers hug him, like Nikki.
Vincent?
I did not see Vincent backstage. I wonder if this is purely speculation, but I wonder where Vince was. Because I think there's anyone that's going to take this hard, it's going to be him.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, this was Vince's golden boy, right? This was his next Hogan, his next Austin. And he had been pushing him for so long. And you don't want to joke about it, but everyone's kind of been saying, it's like, well, all it took for everyone to love Roman is for him to get cancer. Vince finally got his wish. He finally got his number one babyface, the Roman. All it took was him having life-threatening cancer.
Yeah, it's gonna be very interesting to see. And there were a bunch of people that like were cheering at this fact, and there were other people kind of making jokes about it. I'm like, I don't know if this is the time or the place to celebrate this guy getting cancer. I don't know if that's actually...
No matter what you think about Roman, if you didn't like him as a wrestler or whatever, you've got to remember, this isn't Roman Reigns we're talking about. This is Joe Ioane we're talking about. This is a husband and a father and a son and an uncle and a cousin and a friend to a lot of people. And that's the bigger picture in this. Whatever you think about him as a wrestler is whatever. We'll talk about how it affects the bigger landscape of wrestling in a bit here, but for people that have gone on and be like, oh yes, Roman's not champion anymore, you're a piece of shit. You're not good. You're not a good person for doing that. And if you're a listener of this podcast, I don't really want you to listen to this podcast anymore if you're going to be that type of person, because this is the guy that's fighting for his life right now. And for you to be happy just so he's not a wrestling champion anymore is a little messed up.
Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't, because at the end of the day, all that matters is that he gets to go home.
Him to be able to go to his daughter's graduation. That's more important than him getting to do another WrestleMania.
Yeah. And that's the most important thing, is his family and people around him. Wrestling has a very assorted past, and wrestling has a very dark and spotty checkered past with this, and this is a situation where I'd kind of like it to not be a dark moment. I'd like it to be like a Brian moment, where things seem bad and then they have at least a happy ending. So all that matters is, like, for Brian, it's great to see him back in the ring again, and I truly hope that for Roman.
Yeah, I hope it for him too. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I mean, I will mark out when I see a Superman punch again. I can't wait to see a Superman punch.
Yeah, that's going to be a big moment. That's going to absolutely be a big moment. whatchamacallit, as we, because I do want to get into the wrestling side, but before I
do, let's just, go ahead, dude.
There is a link down below for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada, because we're Canadian, so I've included a link in the podcast, so if you want to click down on there and help other people that are dealing with this disease, because there are others that are impacted by this, and when moments like these happen, they're a bad moment, and they're tough to deal with, but this can help create awareness, and this can help out charities and movements, and hopefully help prevent this from happening in the near distant future. I did do my research on them, and it seems like a good charity to donate to. So I've included a link below. We're in no way affiliated with them, but it just seemed like a good thing to include in a situation like this.
No, well done, man. I think that's a great call. Make sure everyone checks that out. Yes, this is very unfortunate, and I hope that the Anawana family, they're in our thoughts tonight. Like we said, those Samoans are tough sons of bitches. So I'm sure if anyone's going to fight it, it's going to be a Samoan, and it's going to be this Samoan Joe that's going to fight it. But this is a wrestling podcast at the end of the day, so we also have to look at this not just from the life angle, but we have to look at it from a wrestling angle and how it affects things from a wrestling angle.
Holy
and
crap, does it change the landscape.
They lose their Tom Brady.
Yeah, absolutely. They lose the guy. It's like losing your first round draft pick that was going to help carry your team to the promised land. We don't know. You could debate about where WWE was headed and just the different factors in all of that. It's a big moving organism, but he was the guy that they picked that believed could lead them to the promised land. And now he is gone for an indefinite amount of time. Like you said, it could be 6 months. It could be 14 months. And in that time, he could be gone for 2 years. He could be gone. Brian was gone for 4 years.
We're looking at him being gone, and pretty much everyone that you know and love in NXT will probably be on the main roster by the time Roman gets back.
The landscape is going to be completely different.
You know what? I hate to think of ratings and everything, but how perfect would his comeback be for them to circle for Fox?
Yeah. That could absolutely be. That would be a big rating gap. If that's the time that Roman returns, because you could akin it to something like 2001 Hunter, and his return to MSG.
Yeah,
that very much is what it could be like.
Although I'm assuming we'll see him at Mania, but just as far as an appearance, just being like, "Hey guys, I'm here," or maybe not at all. I just don't think he should be in a wrestling period. I think he should just focus on all of that, getting rid of this son of a bitch leukemia.
Yeah, no, and I think he staying away is probably a good thing. It's probably for the best to just kind of focus on this one thing, and then you can come back and deal with the other thing. But the landscape is the top of the mountain is wide open now, and guys like Finn, Drew McIntyre, Braun. Adam Cole, Ricochet, all these names that we've talked about wanting to push, but kind of knew they would always be kind of put at the wayside, now have a clear shot at the throne. And I mean, it's not, it could very well change, and that throne could still belong to Roman, but as of right now, we don't know when he'll be back, and there's a clear shot at it. So guys have a chance to grab that metaphorical brass ring, like the Young Bucks made Flip Gordon do.
Yeah. They lose their LeBron, their Tom Brady, their Connor McDavid, whatever you want to say it as. And now you go forward with the future. We know that at Crown Jewel, the match will be between Braun and Brock. But just further from that, who is the guy right now, Joel?
I can tell you who I think the guy is right now.
Who is that?
the number, I guess the number one babyface for WWE is Seth Rollins.
That would make sense.
Because, well, we're going to talk about it, but that, oh boy, that end of Raw. Holy crap.
I think this will be one of the more memorable Raws ever.
When they were celebrating, I was like, well, they're not going to do the turn. And then like 2 nanoseconds later, kick to the gut and dirty deeds. And I'm like, oh, holy shit. They did it on this show. And then just the beatdown and everything and just how that all played out. I feel like Seth Rollins has all the babyface power behind him. The crowd loves him. He's an amazing wrestler. He's an amazing worker. And I just feel like Seth has been given the nod. I think the other couple people that got a nod tonight were Drew and Braun. I think
Elias.
Those are your three guys that you've really kind of anointed. And Dean. And Dean is in there as well.
I want to throw Elias in there too, to a degree. I think putting Elias up to a definite mid to top of card. I think they did with Elias tonight. I talked to you. I think they should put the IC strap onto Elias personally. I think it'd be perfect for him. And a honky tonk type role. Like, I'm very interested now with the Dean turn, which, I mean, I haven't got a chance to see the online comments about it. I don't know if people are taking it in bad taste or not to do the heel turn tonight. I love it. If you're going to do it, you've got to, you know, it's the Vince thing. The show must go on. And you just got the ultimate heat you're ever going to get for Dean.
Yeah.
There's never going to be more heat for him than there is now. So you had to hit while the iron was hot, and you absolutely did tonight. And now he's your top heel in the company, and now you have to strike with that. I guess the tag titles will be just vacant, assuming. So maybe we can finally see what I've wanted to see, which is maybe the Revival will finally get the damn titles. Maybe.
It's going to be interesting because I think Drew has moved on past those titles. I think
Drew's past those. Drew's going to obviously be doing something with Strowman, whether he's the champion or he costs him the title.
I will say this right now. I don't want the title on Brock.
There's that vision of the UFC fight, man. That's what I keep on coming back to.
Well, there was someone that had pointed out online that Connor apparently wanted to carry a second title with him, and the UFC did not okay it, and they were like, no, you can't do it. So I think that should put that to bed, as I don't think you will get that vision of that, as we've talked of something Vince could potentially want.
Right.
So if that's true.
Well, even just being, I think, the double champion, though, and going into their ring the next day, even having the title that he beat Cormier or Lewis for, and then having a universal title. I agree with you. I think somehow, some way, you've got to get that title onto Seth. I would say now, if you're looking at Mania plans, I would say Seth or Randy are my two favorites for the Rumble currently, I'd say.
Well, here's what I would do. I would put the title on Brock. If you're going to put the title on Brock, then put the title on Brock. Braun feuds with Drew. And then at Survivor Series, Dean takes the title off of Brock. And then that's who Seth chases to Mania.
Would Brock want to do another match with Dean?
I think it would be kind of a situation where it's like, well, this is where we want to go. So you could have it as a triple threat or fatal four way with Drew and what's his name? Braun.
Ziggs.
Mm. And then as it goes down, Dean gets the win, because I think Drew would get a favorable reaction and Braun will get a favorable reaction. So you got two heels and two faces.
Well, that's my thinking for Crown Jewel is that, which by the way, Crown Jewel definitely got past conspiracy for a night of Raw. Jeez. But my thinking for Crown Jewel is Drew is either going to cost Braun the title, or that's the next feud.
Yeah.
It's one of those two things.
To me, I just think because you potentially have two blood feuds heading into Mania next year of Miz versus Bryan and then yeah. Seth versus Dean. And I think both of those could be massive.
And I think we don't know who's facing AJ yet. We've heard some Shawn rumors. I tend to think it might be that Randy feud, but it's going to be something around there.
Yeah. But if you, I would get the title on Dean and this deploy, it'd be a Ciampa situation all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And this time you don't have to worry about who attacked Aleister Black.
You'd have Seth win the Rumble then?
Yeah. That would be a good moment. I'd have him start at one. I'd have him at one and Bryan at two. Or
it's been a while since we've had a one.
Yeah.
So and really the last one that we had, you don't really want to talk about anymore. So.
Oh, yeah. Man, wrestling can be depressing sometimes.
Yep. I thought it was... I think it's funny because the last heel turn, which is what brought One Fall together for a podcast. So now we have the next heel turn here. I'm interested to get the reasoning and everything. I think they did a really good job. It was... on a Monday night where there was no World Series. Next week there is. So I want to talk something a bit, but there was no World Series tonight. There was a unfavorable football game for some people, even though you had a bigger market like the New York Giants in their biggest NBA game. Lakers didn't play till pretty much Raw was over. So they got a nice break with not having to really face any major sporting competition tonight. Next week, they'll have to face World Series with Dodgers and Red Sox, so that'll definitely hurt the ratings next week. But do you think coming into tonight, Joel, this was the plan before we had known anything about Roman's circumstance?
No, I don't think this was the plan.
So you think they just cashed in, more or less? I hate to use that term, what we're talking about, but...
I feel like this... This was bubbling, but I think they were like, well, we need to accelerate a few things. This is going to be the one time where no one would see this coming. This is the one time we could absolutely blindside fans. And you could tell by the crowd reaction. They were befuddled and confused by what had just transpired. Mm-hmm. So it was a moment that you will remember. I'm a little torn on it. I don't know if it was necessarily the right time to do it, but my jaw hit the floor, and I really wanted to talk about this. Neither at the time we were recording this, I was the first one to see it, and neither you nor Mo had seen it. And I had to message another buddy that didn't care about wrestling spoilers, and I was like, oh my god, this happened. It's crazy that this actually happened. I can't believe they actually did this. This is a massive set of stones on Vince to make this call.
Yeah, I think, last week the biggest thing was the if people thought that Ronda was slut-shaming Nikki was the big controversy. And I think we're definitely headed to, and then Crown Jewel, obviously, is a controversy. I think the debate this week will definitely be if it was the right call to do the heel turn on such a real life emotional night. But I think that emotionalness and everything added to it. Yes. I mean, I'm not fully happy with it all happening. Don't get me wrong, but it's definitely something that's going to stick.
Yeah, for sure. And they definitely stuck the landing with this one.
Yeah.
This is Tommaso Ciampa level heat.
Yeah. I think if I had just watched it, I think I don't know if I would have predicted the turn as much, kind of having you say like, watch the last 10 minutes. I figured something may have happened, but you're still kind of like, no, not on this night. Not with something so real. But the most realistic things are the things that make the best storylines. Right. And it's not like they're using Roman's cancer. It's just that they're using the emotion of the night to propel the heel turn.
See, and that's the way I kind of look at it as well, is it's not necessarily, it's not like an Eddie Guerrero situation.
Yeah.
It's more of a, hey, this happened, and the emotions are going to be running high, so let's run with this. And this is when we'll do the turn, because this is what will make Dean the most hated man in WWE. Has he surpassed Ciampa now?
I mean, Ciampa turned on Johnny, who is beloved, but he didn't turn on his mate when their other buddy revealed that he had cancer. Yeah. So, and yeah, I think it did.
You look at the image and the thumbnail that we used for this podcast, the image of them doing the shield pose one last time.
The fisting.
And Seth is bawling his eyes out. And Dean, it seems like he's holding it together, but I got little hints that he was close to cracking. But the sympathy that Seth Rollins had heading into that final moment was massive. I don't know. It's a tough thing, because this was a brilliant thing to do, but it's also, there's a lot of high emotions. I don't know how, if you had a little kid going to that show, you have a lot of explaining to do to that kid about Roman's situation and then how Raw ended. Any little kid out there, I feel really bad for, because their world just got turned three ways upside down.
Mm-hmm. Also, I just want to note too, the fact that Roman has had leukemia and has still been a competitor, like he's been not fully defeated, but he's kind of whatever with it, right?
Yeah, remission.
And the fact that he still wrestled like these past 2 years is pretty fucking phenomenal.
Well, he's
part of my language there.
His whole career, his whole wrestling career, because he's had it for 11 years, I believe. That's what
I think it's unbelievable. And shouts to him, because I wonder how much he kept that to the vest, or how much Vince or the company knew, because
Vince and them had to know. Medicals, like, they had to.
I'm just shocked they never used it to be like, God damn it, he's not getting cheered, let's use this.
I think that was the exact reason why they didn't use it.
And I mean, look, people, we're in that age now. We're seeing that with the Elite. People do not want to get worked. There were people who legit thought this was a work. Which, I mean, it's just the state of where wrestling is now. People don't want to feel like they're getting played. They don't want to feel like they're getting worked. And that's just the state that we're in right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatchamacallit, did you, we mentioned, did you see, Ciampa's tweet?
Yeah, refresh my memory.
It was it was just a picture of the shield with black hearts.
Mm-hmm, right.
And, it's kind of funny, because a bunch of people are like, oh, he called it. He was calling the turn. So, you see things like that, and Ciampa hardly ever breaks kayfabe on Twitter. Like, he's pretty...
Yeah. This was something that you kind of had to.
Yeah, and even Tama Tonga, who has feuded with Roman via Twitter, mm-hmm. had sent his well wishes.
Well, that's good. Have we heard anything from the Bucks yet?
Cody, I've not seen anything from the Bucks. I've been kind of curious to see. I'm curious to see what the wrestlers say.
Well, Brandy and Cody sent stuff, and they're close to him, so.
Yeah. So it's nothing from them, but I imagine, like everyone, that everyone feels for this.
And even go ahead, sorry.
Even Braun on social media had said that, we were big rivals on screen, but behind the scenes, he's one of my closer friends. And
it was your feud of the year last year in our wrestling roundup.
Yeah. So it's gonna be weird, because we thought we knew what next year's WrestleMania was going to be, and it was going to be Roman versus blank.
It was either Rock or the Shield.
Yeah. It was going to be something. And now, for the first time in a while, Monday Night Raw is must-see, because you don't know what the future holds.
My guess now, too, as far as the Mania main event goes, we had heard there was a little pushback on Charlotte and Ronda. I think regardless now, Ronda's main eventing.
I don't know. They could.
I would put that a lot stronger now. That's the main event, unless there is something with, I mean, you could do Batista and Hunter. That could be the main event with how big Batista is. And we're going to be at that point, but a month away from Avengers 4.
Yeah.
So the hype train for Avengers 4 will be right there. And it also depends what Rocky is. I don't know what the program for The Rock is now without Batista.
Or Roman. Roman was rumored to face
Sorry,
Rocky.
Sorry, Roman. Sorry, that's, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Holy crap.
What the program is.
You know how this time last year we more or less saw the writings on the wall for Roman and Brock, and we're like, yep, this is going to happen, but there's rumored of AJ and Knox, so we're okay. And yeah. Now, as we're recording this in October, we don't have a clue what's going to close out the show.
We're assuming Ronda and blank, but don't really know.
See, this is the double sword of this. This is a really, 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 really terrible situation. I can't stress that enough. This is a really terrible situation. But it seems like when these situations happen, there've been a couple times they haven't, but it seems that the company creatively rises to the occasion in moments like these.
Yeah.
And it gives us some of the best content they possibly can. I don't know if that's going to happen this time, but the company, like you said, they've lost their star quarterback. They've lost their star center. They've lost their star striker. And they've got to figure out how to score goals and get touchdowns and get points without Roman. I think they've got a lot of tremendous pieces there to score, but not having Roman Reigns and not knowing when, like, if Roman had broken his neck or broken his leg, you'd have a timeline and be like, okay, we just have to make it to that point and then we'll be good. But this is a situation where you have no idea when Roman will be back. And
that's the thing, man.
You have to be adaptable. And you gotta plan the future now. And I'm very interested to see how WWE handles this, because this is not a good situation to be in. I'd much rather have predictability in this situation. I'd much rather be able to go, yeah, no, Roman's gonna close out Mania, no big deal. Or Roman will be the second last show and Ronda will close the show out. Good times. But unfortunately, we don't live in that world.
Yeah, I mean, you can only predict that we're going to see something with Ronda. And then, I mean, I've been pretty stern, not on this podcast. I believe they're going towards AJ and Randy. And then we'll see what happens with Brian. Is he going to face Miz? Maybe. We don't know what's going to happen with The Rock now, if he's used or not. We don't know what's going to happen with Cena, how he's going to be used. And that's a big thing, too. Like, you're losing in a year where this has just happened to Roman and it sucks. This is the year too that Cena is kind of becoming The Rock, and you're losing Cena as that as well. So not only are you losing Roman to this, now you've also lost Cena to Hollywood, right? And that was kind of like Cena had a swan song kind of, and now he's moved on, but now you have no Cena and no Roman.
I don't know. It's,
and then maybe they're going to ask Cena to do more, but I don't know how much more Cena can do, because it seems like he still hasn't shut the Doom, I believe he's in, right? Or Duke Nukem?
No, I don't believe that's been shot yet.
So he's still going to shoot that and these other commitments that he's going to do. So, yeah, whatever else Cena gets out, he's a big Hollywood star now, right? So, yeah, there's talent in NXT. But I don't know if there's any talent that they're going to see as the guy. You obviously, and I think that a guy like Adam Cole or Matt Riddle can be that guy. But the big one is a guy that's not even with the company yet.
Yeah. He cleans things up and he's the best bout machine.
So that's, you got to wonder now, how much money now do they throw at the Elite even more? Like, did the Elite's money total just go up even more now?
I don't know. I feel like,
or do they look at Bobby Lashley and be like, okay, we're really going to put a lot more into Bobby Lashley now, but he's up there in age and lost to Finn Balor tonight. I don't think that means anything. We've seen Finn have little wins that don't mean anything for Finn, but maybe Bobby's a guy they really, really want to push forward.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do this, because this is going to be there's a lot of options on what to do with the future.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's heartbreaking. It was definitely a roller coaster of emotions tonight, just with everything that happened with Roman, and then you kind of see this tag title match. It's like, well, it's going to be very predictable. They're going to have their special moment when they get it, and be like, what a night for, you know, what an unfortunate night when their brother goes down. They get up, and yeah, they definitely finish Raw with an exclamation point. That is for sure.
It's now must see TV. That's the thing. And I mean, you're just going to be any news about Roman is now going to be very big news, because you're going to be waiting to hear either good news or bad news, and you're going to hope that it's good news.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we just we await everything with that now. And Yeah, just thoughts and prayers here from We Talk, Stick Boy, Fresh Take. We send our thoughts out to the Anawani family. And yeah, anything else, Joel?
No, I'm emotionally spent.
Yeah, so make sure you go to that link that Joel talked about. That's really awesome you did that, Joel. Thanks everyone for listening. And until next time, cheers and best wishes, and enjoy the night, people.